It's the moms who have always had to work a little harder to make everything right. It's the moms of this nation, single, married, widowed, who really hold this country together.
Ann Romney, wife of GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney, set the tone for the party's appeal to women voters during her speech to Republican convention goers.
We're the mothers. We're the wives. We're the grandmothers. We're the big sisters. We're the little sisters, and we are the daughters. You know it's true, don't you?
In 2008, 10 million more women cast votes than men, and 56% of the female vote went to President Obama. Florida State University political scientist Carol Weissert says Republicans need to narrow that gender gap.
The Republicans need to court the women's vote because there is definitely a gender gap. Women tend to support Democrats in general, and they are supporting Obama more than Romney. So that is a demographic that the Republicans are very interested in getting.
And to get those female voters, the Republican Party has a clear-cut strategy. Stay focused on the economy and jobs and away from social issues like banning abortion and defunding Planned Parenthood. Those proposals have made it into the GOP's official platform, but Florida Republican Party Chairman Lenny Curry says just because it's in there doesn't mean it's the focus of the conversation.
Folks have brought up and will be bringing up the Republican platform, and platforms matter. Parties have to have a base to start from, but platforms don't represent the entire electorate of a party. And this election will be about Mitt Romney's ideas and his plan and what he believes. And they're not always in 100% agreement with the platform, and that's okay.
And FSU's Carol Weissert says keeping the talking points separate from the social stances is a good move for the GOP.
It's sad but true that nobody pays much attention to the platforms. The platforms are primarily for the diehard members of the party, and the diehard members of the party are probably more interested in these social issues. So I think they're pretty safe in the sense that people just don't pay that much attention to the platforms.
Meanwhile, Republican women are firing back against Democratic claims that the GOP is waging a so-called war on women. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says she believes claims that the party doesn't support women are ridiculous.
Because all the women I talk about, they care about the same things that we all care about. Jobs, the economy. Poverty is at an all-time low now for women. 401,000 women have lost jobs under Barack Obama.
Every time somebody brings up the issue of the war on women, which I think is a war for women, it's just a distraction. That's not important.
Cynthia Henderson is the vice president of the Florida Federation for Republican Women. Even as the party tries to avoid such things, every once in a while the social issues pop back up. Take the recent incident of Missouri Congressman Todd Akin. He's under pressure to drop out of his Senate race for saying that, quote, legitimate rape rarely leads to pregnancy. Those comments set off a firestorm of controversy and led Republican Party leaders, including GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney, to condemn the remarks. Florida's Republican Party Chairman Lenny Curry says that's a conversation the party can't afford to have right now.
The issues facing us today are the economy, the spending, and the entitlements, and we need to focus on fixing those issues. And then I think most people would agree that we can fight these other battles and wars in the years ahead.
Curry says he expects the presidential race to be tight, especially in battleground states. Mitt Romney needs to win Florida in order to beat President Obama in November. Polls like one done earlier in the month by CBS News found when it comes to the top issues voters care about in 2012, social issues don't even break into the top of the list. Next up are health care, Medicare, the federal budget deficit, taxes, foreign policy, and housing. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.